Our next step in understanding Ayurveda constitution is understanding the concept of dosha. And in Ayurveda, dosha has a number of layers of meaning, and we're going to cover two of those layers. The first being a really broad concept of dosha. On a broad level, dosha is an organizational principle. It describes how the elements organize themselves once they're in your physical body. We've talked about how everything in nature contains the five elements, which means we're actually consuming these elements through the foods we eat, through all of our sensory impressions, the environments that we're in, the weather outside, even people around us. We're constantly taking in these five elements. So with the food you eat, for example, your digestive system has to transform the form of the five elements into the food, into a form your body can use to build body tissues and the constituents of your physiology. So dosha explains how those elements combine and form different aspects of you in the body. They literally are explaining how the elements bind into human flesh. The earth and water element combine in the body to form the kapha dosha. The fire and water element combine to form the pitta dosha, which is a little more dominant in fire. And the air and space elements combine to form the vata dosha. So when you read about Ayurveda constitution, elemental constitution, you'll see it expressed in this term dosha. And remember, there's a unique proportionality of the elements, and in this case, a unique proportionality in the doshas for each of us, depending on our genetically inborn tendencies. If you have more kapha dominance, it means you have more of those earthy and watery qualities, which we started talking about in our last section. It means you tend to be stable, steady, described as the rock in your family or friend group, and you thrive in more nurturing and supportive roles. It means there's likely some challenges with heaviness, sluggishness, feeling inert or a lack of motivation, and that can lend itself to depressiveness. If you're more pitta dominant in nature, you have more of those fiery qualities, and that those qualities included being hot in the body, hot in the mind, very sharp-minded, so a love of challenge, a love of leading, a love of achieving, going after goals, that tendency to be a go-getter. That's all qualities of the pitta dosha. Challenges for pitta include too much heat, so overheating in the body, inflammation, burning sensations, challenges with getting overly competitive or overly critical, or dealing with perfectionism. Emotionally, pittas can get really challenged with anger and frustration. Now, if you're more dominant in the vata dosha, you have more of those air and space qualities. You may like to be on the move. There's a lot of movement physically, movement in the nervous system. I mentioned sensitivity in the nervous system, and a lot of mental activity. Vata types are really drawn to inspirational topics, such as the creative arts and spiritual philosophies. Challenges for vata types include feeling restless, ungrounded, nervous, and anxious, and challenges with dryness in the body, dryness in the skin, and focusing the mind. To help you better understand the doshas and how they present themselves in you, I've included a handout in this workshop that you can look for. It's called the Ayurvedic Doshas, and go ahead and print it out. We'll take a look at this together. Once you have the printout in front of you, if you take a look, you're going to see a list here of the three doshas. And if you have a pen, you can just make a note for yourself. Next to the vata dosha, just write down air and space. Pitta, you can write down fire and water. And kapha, earth and water. Just so you keep getting a better understanding of these elemental qualities. You can see there's some words to describe those elemental qualities under each dosha. Vata, air and space, these elements are cold, they're dry, they're irregular. You know, the wind moves in a very irregular pattern. And there's mobility, and that also describes the movement of vata. Pittas are warm, often hot, and there's an oily quality due to the watery nature of pitta. There's intensity and sharpness. Kaphas are also cold. There's more heaviness in the earth and water elements. There's a liquid or wet quality and stability or slowness. So now take a look at the list under each dosha, and you're going to see a combination of physical characteristics, physiological tendencies, and aspects of your temperament that I mentioned earlier. Some of them I've reviewed in our discussion, but there's some additional ones here. And what can be interesting at this point to help your learning is to get a pen and go ahead and look down the list, and you're going to circle under each dosha qualities that you exhibit. Now remember that your Ayurvedic constitution is your genetically inborn nature, so any of these qualities you circle should be lifelong characteristics, that you've seen these in yourself since you were a child. So go ahead and press pause for a moment and take the time to circle the qualities. And when you're done, just tally up the number of qualities you circled under each dosha, Vata, Pitta, and Kapha. All right, great. Now you've had a chance to explore these qualities for yourself. And typically what happens is you've circled qualities maybe even in all three doshas. Although most of us are going to have some dominance either in one dosha or two doshas compared to the others. That's because in Ayurvedic constitution, the understanding is there's seven inherent prakriti types, and I've listed those on the board here. Some of us have a single dosha dominance, which means we have more qualities of pitta or vata or kapha compared to the other two. And others are more dual dominance, have dual dominance in doshas, meaning two are more dominant than the third. And that could be a pitta-kapha combination, pitta-vata combination, or a vata-kapha combination. But even if you're more dominant in two, it may be you still have a couple qualities in the third category, but there is this tendency that either one or two will be dominant. There is a possibility that somebody has a constitution where all three doshas are very evenly distributed, equal proportions, where vata, pitta, and kapha are the same in proportionality. And that's called a tri-dosha constitution. However, it's not that common, but it can happen. So now we've gained a little bit better understanding of Ayurvedic constitution. We first talked about it in terms of elemental qualities. We now understand how those qualities bind into our human form according to the doshas. And we're getting an understanding of our unique blend and proportion of vata, pitta, and kapha. Our next step is to look at how, based on our constitution, we tend to go out of balance, and why physical symptoms or physiological symptoms or mental symptoms start to manifest, and then ultimately how to bring those back into balance.